True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
How do we feel about children's programming in this room? Specifically, there's newer programming now, like on YouTube.
Oh, you're saying that for me. I get it.
Yeah, because there's always right. Like PBS and stuff, like Sesame Street, and there's always stuff made Caillou. For kids. Caillou, it's a great one.
Pingu.
What is Pingu?
The little claymation penguins, right?
Oh, yeah.
A little Pingu.
And all he does is that.
Yeah, and he goes with his mouth.
And it makes a little horn out of it.
Yeah.
Can I just, anyway. Okay. What are you going to say about this?
Well, specifically, let's just get into it. Miss Rachel.
Do we know who
Miss Rachel is?
Yeah.
I've never watched any but I've heard about it, you know, from the rumblings of the parents.
Okay.
But what is she?
She's a YouTuber who creates content for children, and I think she's very, very popular. She even has stuff in stores and stuff. She's like partnered.
She has products. She's got like a partnership with YouTube now, I think, maybe like a TV show.
It's a real person.
Yes.
Yes. She used to be a.
Oh, yeah. She was an educator.
Before, yeah. Yes. And then left and is now doing this on YouTube. And
you have a problem with somebody who has dedicated her life to teaching children, now doing it on a national scale? Is that what you're saying?
Well, she quit her teaching job, but yes,
no, she
I
didn't.
Do.
She just changed the way she teaches.
Oh, boy. you don't even know who she is.
I know, but I just like pushing TX buttons.
I know you do.
Yeah, I have a big problem
with
her.
What's your problem with it?
I don't like the way she talks. I think she does baby talk the whole time, and I don't know.
Can you give us
talk.
A little like example?
She's like, okay, kids, today we're going to learn about shapes. Yay.
You don't think kindergarten teachers talk like that?
Absolutely not. No.
Yes, they
do. Maybe there might be a little bit, but Miss Rachel is like very, it's too far.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I don't like the idea of my kids sitting down and watching somebody speaking in a way that nobody speaks.
Do you think they would start emulating?
I do, yeah. And I think they would think that's how some people speak. And the answer is no, that's not how anyone speaks ever. I don't know why she's doing that.
So then you refuse to let it be on in your house?
It's never been on.
It's a very like sing-songy delivery. She repeats herself so much.
Kids need that. Kids need the sing-songy.
They don't need to sing-songy.
Yeah, it feels condescending. It's like, it's not.
So how in the world did she get popular, do you think?
Because kids love her because she's annoying.
But they love her because she's sing-songy and repeating.
Correct.
Or is it the parents?
Like, I don't know. Like,
whose job is it?
I hate the point you're making, but I feel like you're right.
She would not be popular if she wasn't doing something right. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but as your job as a parent is to say, I don't think you're learning from that. Let's try something else.
I will say, just because it's become popular with kids doesn't mean it's necessarily like good, because like Skibidi Toilet is also... popular with children.
Is it real that Michael Bay is doing that?
I don't know. That's
that
what
can't
my
be real. That feels like a troll.
Yeah, it feels weird.
I feel so out of the loop on the Skibidi Toilet talk, because my son says it sometimes, but I don't know. He doesn't know what it is. He's never seen. Is it a show? I don't even know what it is.
No, it was like a YouTube clip of a yeah. dude's head coming out of a toilet and he was like chasing you.
There's no okay. way that Michael Bay is going to turn that into a movie.
Michael Bay and Adam Goodman are developing a live action movie and TV series based on the internet phenomenon Skibbity Toilet.
Okay, I don't know. I wonder if the kids truly like Miss Rachel or if the parents just go, oh, this seems educational. Oh, this video, it'll just keep auto-playing. You can sit on the couch all day, put it on, and then walk out of the room and
judging people. Okay, I just 303-222-5423. That's where you text in. Either jump on TX side, which you're absolutely welcome to do, or do you feel like TX judging you as a parent if you let your kids? Like, I think that's what you're saying. You're saying Miss Rachel raises kids because people don't want to raise their own kids.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I said the most inflammatory thing I could, and you're doubling down.
There's a line. Like, when I'm watching my nephews, I will play Bluey for sure. I love Bluey. The kids Bluey's love cute. Bluey.
Is Bluey different than Blippi?
Yes.
Oh, totally. Blippi's another one.
Blippi is a freaky helmet.
Whoa.
How dare you?
Blippi is like if you put on a weird helmet looking hat and you said, I'm going to hang out with kids all day.
Yeah. All you need is a hat.
There are restraining orders.
And weird glasses and suspenders.
So, okay.
I agree. Blippi's the same. It's like, I don't find it educational just because it's not like action. It's not Power Rangers, but that doesn't mean it's educational either. It's like, it's still just somebody talking very strangely.
But then why is Blippi popular? I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. I'm trying to learn because like my kids had to watch, like they were into like some of the shows that I hated, but I feel like as a parent, sometimes you got to suck it up and you got to watch the crap that they like, even though you don't like it.
I agree with that.
But then
it's your job to choose what they're exposed to in the first place. And I think you should have turned on Miss Rachel and gone, yeah, she's talking very strange.
Like, yeah, this girl's teachers. Whack.
She doesn't. Yeah, they don't talk like this. I don't.
And Blippi's the same. Can you do Blippi?
I cannot do Blippi, honestly.
I can't stand. He goes into this like almost falsetto head voice type thing. And his And his laugh is like, it's a chuckle. It's like a hayuck kind of thing like Goofy does. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
So
then what's your verdict? What should your kids be allowed? Like, I'm just telling you, my kids liked the Chipmunks. And I could
Alvin
not hate Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're the worst thing in the world to me. It's like, sour cream for my ears. But like you have to, you just suck it up.
You do have to sit through some. I agree with that. It is tough. But I do think TV is different now than even when we were growing up. There's so many options of like slower paced shows and stuff that are.
Blippi is like today's equivalent of Pee Wee Herman.
Oh my gosh, that's an amazing.
Wow, yes.
Yeah.
He is.
And what happened to Pee Wee? We found out some stuff.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.